dance.
Wake up, sunshine.
Open up your sleepy eyes for me.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Ah!
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Monday edition of the Wake Up Crew, episode 1679. This is June 16th, 2025. I guess everyone survived Friday the 13th, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, almost.
Well,
it was close.
Your chair slipped out from under you, and you almost took a dive. It would have been, I'm thinking broken hip, don't you, Dalton?
At least. Yeah. At the very least, a broken hip.
But with his cat-like quickness, Brian jumped out of the chair and landed. He kind of looked like Spider-Man jumping on a roof. It was pretty amazing.
Now, just think, look at Simone Biles on the pommel horse. That was me.
You were pummeling. I thought
maybe
you
got pummeled.
I thought you were going face first, but it was excitement. It made it really exciting. That was an exciting time. But he got back up. No back turn, nothing. I mean, his back's okay. Nothing happened. I was really impressed.
Let's wait until tomorrow.
It's kind of like when you jumped off that chair at Roy Waldron Elementary and being Garth Brooks, and you almost took a tumble there, but you landed kind of awkwardly, but you recovered. That's what it kind of reminded me of. And you went, hey, you know, like that. And
kind of like Post Malone when he fell on the stage the other night.
Oh, geez. It's 18 days until the 4th of July.
Dun.
Man, summer's almost over. 18 days. That's a long way off. That's 3 weeks or so. Thursday is Juneteenth, federal holiday. And I guess the banks will be closed and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. All that. Federal buildings. I don't know if the banks will be closed.
I think so.
Do they follow the federal steel?
I think.
Sad news, and we didn't announce it when it actually happened because we wanted to do a little special for it today. And the death of Brian Wilson at 82, just a few days away from his 83rd birthday. And he had been suffering from dementia. Of course, he's a music genius, and most everybody in the music world acknowledges that. And we thought we would play a little bit of Beach Boy music if we could today. There's a lot to throw in, man, when you talk about the Beach Boys. They were three brothers, a cousin, and Al Jardine, who just happened to be a friend of theirs. And Al Jardine actually is the one that got the idea of having a group, doing a group thing. And Mike Love, the cousin, he and Brian have gotten, it's been a kind of a hot and cold kind of thing all their career. Even when Mike Love was talking about how great Brian was after he died, Mike did mention that he did write the music, the words to all the songs. You know, Brian and I, you know. Well, anyway, Good Vibrations, that's another. We'll play that a little bit later on, I guess. Do you happen to have one of their early?
Oh, I have no idea if I do or not.
Okay, well, have you got Surfing USA?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay, great.
Beach Boys tribute without Surfing USA. Get a load of this guy.
I thought I sent you the songs that I had, and I forgot all about it.
Okay, well, anyway, musical genius, his daughter, Carney, and he's got another daughter. I can't think of her name, unfortunately, right now. They were part of the trio that had big hits in the 90s. So they all can sing. They're all musically inclined.
Everybody had an ocean across the USA. Then everybody be surfing like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, surfing USA.
Your favorite Beach Boys song, Dalton? Do you have a favorite Beach Boys song?
Probably Surfing USA would be my favorite. I like the Beach Boys. That's a classic. It's a great one.
I bet you I know your father's favorite.
What's their Christmas song?
Little Saint Nick.
Little Saint Nick. Yeah. That might actually be my favorite.
That's a good one, too. It's kind of the epitome of Christmas. Your father's favorite song, I bet. Are you going to play it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't think this is it. No, that's not it. I tell you what, we're going to talk later on about the falsetto part of that. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, you're looking at a slight chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms under cloudy skies. High near 89 degrees, southwest winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 70 degrees, southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early morning that will continue into the afternoon under partly sunny skies, high near 86. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 70 degrees.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm the Restore Director down here at the Habitat Restore. Come on over and save here at the Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the Assistant Manager here at the Restore. And some of the things that I'm impressed with are the great savings that we have with donated furniture, low-cost rugs that we have hanging, and cabinet doors. So if you're interested in doing projects around the home.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
The Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
You want to know what our chickens eat or how our lettuce is grown?
Or maybe about our corn or our maters. Just ask.
Your farmer's right there at the booth. That's the Rutherford County Farmers Market Difference.
John R. Rice Boulevard at the Lane Agri Park, celebrating 50 years.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
J.J. Spawn won the U.S. Open at 1 under par, the only golfer to finish this tournament under par. He made his final putt from 64 feet away in the rain at Oakmont, Pennsylvania. The Memphis Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane to Orlando. In the WNBA, Chicago, which was 2-7, won at Connecticut 78-66. Angel Reese a triple-double despite 2-of-7 shooting from the floor. Kyle Kirkwood took the IndyCar event at St. Louis. NASCAR's race in Mexico went to Shane Van Gisbergen. U.S. men's soccer beat Trinidad 5-0 in its Gold Cup opener. To Major League Baseball, the Dodgers were 5-4 winners against the rival Giants and now lead San Francisco by 2 games in the NL West standings. But the Giants did acquire DH Rafael Devers from Boston for 4 players. The Padres are 3 back in the division after an 8-2 win at Arizona, and Boston won its 5th straight 2-0 over the Yankees.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys on this special edition of the Wake Up Crew.
That's not a Beatles song there.
No, no.
That's just fake Beatles music.
That's the Beach Boys.
I don't know why I keep saying the Beatles.
Beatles.
That's the fake Beach Boys.
That's fine. Sounds
singing.
Good.
Yeah.
Dalton, we were talking Brian Wilson, musical genius, and
yes.
When he sang the high part for the Beach Boys when they first started out, but then over time other people have done it. Dennis, a guy named Foskett, I think he was in the background, but he was their high vocal singer, and then Al Jardine's son, he's become their high singer. Of course, they both. The Beach Boys, as we know it, not really, it's just Mike Love and John Stamos and Bruce Johnson. They're the only ones that are actually left. Al Jardine is not with them, but he may get back with them, I don't know, over time. But
John Stamos?
John Stamos plays the drums for him, Mike Love's group. And I think they've got the official name of the Beach Boys now, but that is so complicated and so weird. We could talk 4 hours about that.
It always seems to be when a band gets older and you know, people pass away and they're not releasing much new music anymore and all that kind of stuff. Like, it always just kind of gets complicated, and the naming rights to the band and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and his dad was abusive. Brian and Carl's and Dennis's dad was abusive, and it was a problem.
Been there.
It was, and so they had a difficult time. But all three of the Wilson boys are gone now, Dennis, Carl, and Brian now. And Brian was the oldest living of the Wilson brothers, and he had drug problems in the 70s, and a lot of people thought Brian wouldn't make it, but he did. So rest in peace, Brian Wilson. We'll play some more music as we go along this morning. I do want to tell you that Daphne David is today's Good Neighbor of the Day as the community welcomes her as the new president and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Daphne David will receive flowers from the Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
If you want to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor, two of the ways to get those in. And we're taking birthdays and anniversaries on this Monday morning for today and yesterday, which would be the 15th, 615-893-1450.
Well, today is National Tortilla Day. So get yourself a taco or a quesadilla or a burrito, whatever your favorite food to put in a tortilla is. Make sure you get one today.
All right, our song of the day today. Are you ready? Benny Hill.
His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
This is number one in England now.
Yes.
Benny Hill, he was a comedian.
More of the hits by actors, one hit wonders.
Yep. And we've got more to come. 624, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew. 3 times every
week. We're visiting with a resident at Stones River Manor who has her own apartment in independent living. I see you have a whole collection of antique churns. What's the story behind that one?
Bought it at an auction. I told my husband, I said, don't go too high on it, maybe $35. And there was this guy, he kept on bidding. And my husband said, I'm going to get it. I don't care what it costs. And he kept on, and he gave $85 for it. That was a lot of money for us back then.
Learn more online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
If you're listening now, you're 50 years or older. Have you had an eye exam in the last year? I mean, a thorough dilated eye exam, not just where you go in to get glasses, but a medical eye exam.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Like so many, the key is getting diagnosed and treated early.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. One man is in custody this morning after he reportedly opened fire on his girlfriend and her five children while they were inside a minivan in Nashville over the weekend. One of the children has died, three others injured. The woman got out of the vehicle and ran to a nearby house to call for help after the domestic dispute. Metro police say after the man fired shots at the children, he chased after the woman while he was still armed. Officers arrived shortly after the incident began and took him into custody. He's being held on a $2.6 million bond. Fire investigators in Memphis say a man lost his life in a house fire early Sunday. It happened on Dunn Avenue. Investigators believe the fire started in the front room of the home. The fire is reported to be accidental. Firefighters say they discovered the victim once they entered the home in an attempt to stop that fire. The victim has not been identified. More news in 30 seconds.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their health care providers are subpar at best. some are falling apart, with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Refunds after rain at the Rue.
The organizers of Bonnaroo say they are working on refunds for 80,000 plus people that had to leave early starting on Friday evening as the festival was canceled due to weather. Videos from the event show rain-soaked campers making the best of drenched campsites and festival landmarks. Bonnaroo's website says that all one-day tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday purchased through front gate tickets and one-day parking will be refunded. Meanwhile, four-day passes bought via front gate tickets will get a 75% refund, as will all four-day camping accommodations. In Nashville, Caitlin Jones, Access Tennessee News.
Thanks, Caitlin. I will not leave. Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys on this special edition of The Wake Up Crew.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy use with the free MyMTE app. You can track usage, pay bills, and report outages anytime you want to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes it so nice.
I'm going to report one right now.
Really?
Oh. Power's not even out. I'm going to file a false report.
We're remembering the Beach Boys today, this early portion, and that may be part of the 7 o'clock hour as well. We're going to play a little bit of another song. I think this is from the 1980s, from Cocktail. This would be right up your alley here, Brian. This is your era.
All right. Let me get to that one. Here she is.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I want to take you. Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
Isn't it amazing that their big hit out of a different era in the 80s sounds like an old surf song to me? I mean, it sounds like, you know, and it's about,
it's got a little bit of that 80s flair to it.
Yeah, it does.
It's got some synths and it's a little slower, but it is, like, at its core, it is a surf song.
All right, let's test your Beach Boys trivia. The last original song the Beach Boys released, do you know the year and the song?
I know something about the radio.
No, this is according to Wikipedia, so I don't know.
Oh. But
I'm going to say it's weirdly late. I'm going to say like 2013 or something.
It's 2012.
And
so
it is.
Very close.
And it is.
Island Girl.
Song.
Says it's written by Al Jardine and the album Still Cruisin' that was released in 2012.
That was in honor of their 50th anniversary. They did that album. So that would be an original with They're All There together. So, all right. There's a song called Something About the Radio, too, that's a real cool song. That was probably earlier than 2012, I would think. But, you know, you think about it, 2012 was 13 years ago.
I think, was it God Made the Radio?
Yeah, God Made the Radio. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, their earliest hit was just called Surfing, and it was very, very kind of elementary. You could tell it was their first one, you know.
That's Why God Made the Radio is the name of the song. There.
I don't know if Carl was still alive during that part of it. I think he was, though. All right. Our Beach Boy salute and our salute to Brian Wilson will continue, but we've got to do Today in History. It's brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
1884. The first roller coaster is used. That was in Coney Island.
Of course it was.
1903.
And it went clunk, 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 the whole way. It was you, a wood, you walked off that I'm thing, sure, your neck
I'm,
was broken.
I'm sure it was a wood roller coaster, too, don't you?
Uh-huh.
1903, Ford Motors under Henry Ford incorporates. 1960, Psycho, the psychological horror film directed by Alfred Hitchcock, stars Janet Leigh, Anthony Perkins, and Vera Miles, and it opens in New York City in 1960. Great scene. Great use of the camera. They stab, and you see the blood in the water. You stab, you see blood in the water in the bathtub. Yeah, they made three more.
Three more. I think two out of the three are pretty good.
Yeah, I agree. 1978, the film Grease opens, starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Big, big hit for John Travolta. 1980, the musical comedy film The Blues Brothers, starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, premieres. In 1989, Ghostbusters 2, directed by Ivan Reitman, starring Bill Murray, premieres.
And it don't look good. Ow, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters!
And finally, in 1995, Batman Forever opens with a record $528 million weekend, starring Val Kilmer, Tommy Lee Jones, Nicole Kidman, and, yeah, Chris O'Donnell.
And it's much better than you remember if you haven't seen it in a while.
Pretty, yeah, it is pretty good. I think it really is good. A good mix of both genres there. Got more to come. 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
June 16th, 1967.
Gemini to ground control.
The release of the comedy.
Reading you loud and clear.
The Reluctant Astronaut.
Lift off smooth.
Starring Don Knotts.
Look at me, I'm an astronaut.
June 16th, 1970.
It's up to you, Doc.
The nationwide release of the Western, Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
It's crazy, Sarah.
Starring Shirley MacLaine.
The least you can do is take off your hat.
And Clint Eastwood.
I haven't got time for that.
Hit it.
And June 16th.
Are you the police?
1980.
No, ma'am. We're musicians.
The Chicago premiere of.
We're on a mission from God.
The Blues Brothers. I'm Brandon Brooks.
I remain celibate for you.
And that's Rewind.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
And now, a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Here it is. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. See? Just a good old-fashioned, straightforward ad. See if you could save at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, you're looking at a slight chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms under cloudy skies. High near 89 degrees, southwest winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 70 degrees, southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early morning that will continue into the afternoon under partly sunny skies, high near 86. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Good morning. In the clearing stages of a couple of overnight accidents, traffic still moving right now as you come down through Madison on 65 southbound here at Briley Parkway as it tries to load up a little bit more volume in the last few minutes. 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Certain areas here, even in the Nashville area, are dodging some rain showers out here right now, so give yourself extra time. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this week when you order online at PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize our local family businesses. Don't miss the Juneteenth Festival this Saturday, 10 until 4. Over at the Bradley Academy Museum and Cultural Center. It is free. If you care about the natural beauty of our community, you are needed June 26th at the Stones River National Battlefield. On Thursday, June 26th, volunteers are needed to remove plants considered to be invasive species. Those are plants that are not natural to this area. If you volunteer on Thursday morning, June 26th, you'll be helping to restore the battlefield's natural landscape and improve the appearance of this historic area. That's Thursday, June 26th, 9 until noon. For more information, get with the folks over at the Stones River National Battlefield. Oh, the Parkinson Support Group meets every first and third Friday morning, 10 o'clock, at the St. Clair Street Senior Center. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood. Save lives. Give blood to the Red Cross. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Farm Fresh Fridays and Tuesdays.
Fresh eggs, homemade jams, locally raised meats.
And every vendor grows or raises it themselves.
7 a.m. to 1.
It's not just a market, it's the Middle Tennessee tradition.
Celebrating our 50th anniversary, the Farmers Market in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
Play an old guitar, I'm dying half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike, phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
You know, everyone has a more. First it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, politics, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County here on News Radio WGNS.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security. Powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security. The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It is now 6:39. Welcome back to the Wake Up Crew. We're honoring the Beach Boys today and Brian Wilson. John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning. If you need to tune in to your favorite WGNS shows, how do you do that? Well, you watch them on Big G TV. You can turn in to WGNSradio.com/listen. There's many ways that you can check us out.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for our dad joke of the day?
I think we are ready.
Brought to you by Daryl Rigsby. You're still on vacation.
Like it.
All right. But now he's got Dalton to put up with. I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
She gave me a hug.
Solid, straight to the point. I give it a 4.
4? Well, let me see what Brian's going to give him.
5.9.
Oh, you can't go over 5.
5 plus.
You can't do that either. It's either a 5 or whatever.
It's 5 plus more.
6:41 on the crew.
CBS News Brief. Police have captured a suspect in the targeted shootings of two Democratic lawmakers and their spouses in Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz.
After a two-day manhunt, two sleepless nights, law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter.
Melissa Hortman and her husband were killed, another legislator and his wife wounded. Israel and Iran have attacked each other for the fourth night in a row. At least five Israelis were killed. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Tel Aviv.
Buildings have been destroyed, windows blown out, some reduced to rubble. Shops also have been demolished. It's been a rough night.
At least five people killed in flash flooding in West Virginia. Crews are using drones and search dogs to try to locate three still missing. Ohio County Emergency Management's Lou Vargo.
There were roughly 3 to 4 inches of water that fell in the area in less than an hour. That's very, very difficult to deal with.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Emergency crews in Murfreesboro responded swiftly Tuesday after a small aircraft went down near Clark Boulevard. The Murfreesboro Police Department confirmed that three individuals aboard the plane were hospitalized and are now listed in stable condition. Murfreesboro Municipal Airport Director Chad Gerke stated that the pilot had radioed in distress and attempted an emergency landing, but ultimately crashed in a wooded area near the Evergreen Cemetery, just behind a row of doctor's offices on West Clark Boulevard. The plane had reportedly been en route to the Murfreesboro Airport before encountering mechanical issues. Gerke speculated that the pilot may have tried to use the cemetery as an emergency landing site, but fell short. Crews swiftly secured the crash site, and the FAA has launched an investigation. Police are urging Murfreesboro residents to monitor official city channels for further updates. Meanwhile, tens of thousands are expected to converge just outside of Rutherford County as the Bonnaroo Music and Arts Festival kicks off in nearby Manchester. Running from June 12th through the 15th, to manage the influx, TDOT is working with Tennessee Highway Patrol and other agencies to streamline traffic along Interstate 24 and adjacent routes. From June 10th to the 17th, TDOT will suspend construction lane closures, deploy help trucks, and activate electronic signage. Exit 111 on I-24 will be the primary route into the festival, with additional exits opened as needed. Drivers traveling through Rutherford County and surrounding areas are encouraged to check tnsmartway.com/traffic and exercise caution on the roads during this time. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Everything is more expensive these days. If high prices are dragging down your summer plans, would a little extra cash help? If you join Heritage South Community Credit Union and open your first account by June 30th, you could win $1,500 to fuel your summer fun. Plus, we're giving away great prizes every week. Now is the perfect time to learn why we say we help when others won't. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
WGNS.
Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
Congratulations to Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief Cameron Phelps. The Commission on Professional Credentialing has awarded him the professional designation of Chief Fire Officer. Following an extensive peer review process, this designation recognizes that he has achieved excellence in 7 measured areas. Congratulations, Smyrna Fire Department's Assistant Fire Chief, Cameron Phelps.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
I've lived at Adam's Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers. Brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
How important is end-of-life planning?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to talk to your loved ones about the end of life and the planning. Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that.
Should you continue to review and make changes in your estate plan?
Yes, that's one of the most important things, is just once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things, whether it's passwords like we talked about with an inventory list, or whether it's changes in life like a new marriage or a new grandchild. Mm-hmm. I think you should look at those and make sure that your wishes are going to be carried out. It's hard to encourage people to talk about death, right? Because that means that you're going to lose control, right, with the power of attorney.
And that's why it's so important that we encourage our loved ones to make that decision and have that conversation while they're mentally able to have those conversations, because you don't want to wait until they're diagnosed stage 7 of Alzheimer's, wherein they're deemed mentally incompetent or you know, there's a gray area there. That's where it gets really, really scary.
Go ahead and have that conversation now, and then find someone to help you with that. Once you've got it done and in place, continue to review it, continue to update things.
Information you need on end-of-life planning.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys on this special edition of The Wake Up Crew.
6:48 is our time here on a Monday morning. Reminding you that it's 18 days until the 4th of July. All the fireworks stands are out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be rocking and rolling till the day after, I guess, at least.
I was driving home last week, and I saw somebody shooting off fireworks. I'm like, you're a little early.
Yeah, that's a little early. But, yeah. I'll be back in time for the 4th of July for my little extended little leave.
If it's in the city, you can't shoot them in the city until, like, the day before and the day after and on the 4th, I think.
I believe that's right, yeah. Yeah.
The restriction.
Yeah.
He was out in Christiana. They don't care around there.
Do they shoot fireworks out by you?
Yeah. Yeah. Anywhere in the county.
So your dogs go crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
Chipper doesn't bark, but Chipper gets real, you know, quiet. He doesn't know what to do. So I don't ever let him go out, though, and watch him.
Oh, no.
I think he'd freak.
There was one time, didn't we do that at your place? The one time that we went outside in your front yard and he kind of darted away?
I don't know that I let him out. That may have happened. That may be true. No. I don't even think I let him in out of the house, though, actually. Maybe it did. You had Ladybug with you, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Dalton Ladybug did fine. I didn't really pay attention, but, you know.
Yeah, well, who cares?
She's almost human, you know, according to Dalton.
She won't run away. She'll just sit in his lap.
But
a little trick, if you got a puppy and 4th of July is coming up, if you don't want them to be scared of fireworks or thunder or anything like that, when it happens, when you hear the firework, when you hear the thunder, whatever, start clapping and petting them and go, yay, like, that's so awesome, whatever. And it tricks them into thinking it's a good thing. So now my dog gets really excited when fireworks shoot off because he thinks he's going to get like a treat or something. Like, he thinks he did it.
That's a good idea.
Call him a good boy and stuff. And he thinks he made the fireworks go off.
More animal tips from Dr. Dalton. Now, that's a pretty good idea. That I hadn't thought about that.
It worked. I mean, yeah. He's not scared of that, or he doesn't love a thunderstorm, only if it's real loud. If it's like distant and kind of quiet thunder, he doesn't mind.
Chipper just kind of looks up and goes, "What's that?" He doesn't really get excited. He just kind of wonders what thunder is.
Well, Rosie makes the other two dogs nervous because she starts panting and just running around like chicken with her head cut off. And
she doesn't like thunder at all, or fireworks. I'm sure she doesn't like fireworks then.
Nope.
She doesn't like that. So, but by the way, I took my dog to Paws and Effect and gave it a bath and buffed the nails and all that kind of stuff. So they asked me, said, "Mr. Dinkins, you need to get, we need to get the shot records." I said, "Oh, okay. Well, I've been going here 2 years and you've never asked me that." So I call the vet and I get the shot records. And they asked me before I left, they go, "How old is your dog?" I said, "Oh, about three, something like that." I said, "I don't really know." And so I went down to the vet. He's five.
Oh, wow.
So we got him in 2020. So he may be a little older than five. He may be more aiming towards six than he is five. So
I guess Chipper and Huey are the same age.
I'd say that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah, because they got him in 2020. He's five.
And Ladybug's 2020.
Okay.
Well, maybe she and Chipper should go out on a date.
You say that all the time. There's no way. There's no way my dog is going to go on a date with your dog. We don't like the in-laws. Time for some celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
All right. Geronimo in 1829, Apache leader and resistance fighter.
Geronimo!
Born in Nodoyon, Canon, Mexico. I know I butchered that. 1890, Stan Laurel, English comedian. Born in Ulverston, England. 1939, Billy Crash Craddock, American country singer.
I feel the tingle begin. You're getting under my skin. Rub it in, rub it in.
Oh, that was a big country hit back 79, probably.
Is that a ad for Aspirin?
It could have been used as an ad for...
They've used it in ads for lots of different creams and lotions. And
I bet they have. 1943, Joan Van Ark, American actress and director. She played Valene in Knots Landing. 1970, Phil Mickelson, American golfer, six-time PGA Tour major winner. I'm thinking he's either retired or is close to retiring. I'm not sure. At least off the regular PGA Tour. And Diana DeGarmo, American singer, American idol, and actress, The Young and the Restless, born in Birmingham, born in 1987. And here's some local birthdays for you. Yesterday, Dr. Bob Dre had a birthday. Do you know he's retired? He was my doctor.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Retired. Well, I better not say. You might not appreciate that. Everybody go out there and see Dr. Dre. Jordan Lupus McNeil has a birthday. Judy Heim and Ellen McClintock have birthdays today, or yesterday. Today, Danny Brewer. Yay! Our Danny Brewer? WGNS Danny Brewer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I bet he's having a good day.
I bet he's racing.
I bet he is, too. Susan Couch, Jeffrey Johnson, and Sam Curry also have birthdays from News Radio WGNS.
And if you are finer than frog hair and want to get your birthday into it, 615-893-1450.
And it's 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at a slight chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms under cloudy skies. High near 89 degrees, southwest winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 70 degrees, southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early morning that will continue into the afternoon under partly sunny skies, high near 86. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning out here in Antioch. They're trying to clean up an overnight truck crash, and it has traffic a little bit slow here on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. There's just so much volume in this area this time of the morning coming in from Rutherford County here in Antioch on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway as they clean up this truck crash. It's a minor wreck over to the side, 40 eastbound, before you get to 840 there in Dixon County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them out. And you order online this week at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Forget those fluorescent lights and freezer burn. This ain't your average grocery run. Meet your farmer, talk a little livestock, and take home the juiciest veggies in your life. The Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 seasons.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Real food, real people, and real local.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Well, that's a wrap from Eternia. Oh, we are so taking it back. Nicholas Galitzine, who you might remember from The Idea of You with Anne Hathaway, announcing on Instagram filming on Masters of the Universe is wrapped, complete with a teaser image of him in full-on He-Man regalia.
By the power of Grayskull!
Now, for the uninitiated, the film is based on the classic cartoon from the 80s. He called it the role of a lifetime. To gear up for it, dude hit the weights major. Lots of intense cardio, and he pounded away 4,000 calories a day. Masters of the Universe also stars Idris Elba, Jared Leto, and Camila Mendes. It's out June 5th, 2026. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys on this special edition of The Wake Up Crew.
6:58 here on The Wake Up Crew, reminding you that Daphne David is today's Good Neighbor of the Day as the community welcomes her as the new president and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Daphne David's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And if you or somebody knows shares a birthday with any of these folks, or if you want to get your good neighbor to us, 615-893-1450. That's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/good neighbor or birthdays. You can get in either of those there. We're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding to one of those people celebrating a birthday today, so get them in.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. Learn more at johndaylegal.com.
We've got more to come here on The Wake Up Crew. Brian, what do you got for the hour number two?
Well, I guess the two of you are going to do a little more talking about Brian Wilson.
Oh, okay. So you're basically not going to do anything.
Well, I've got some sound and things to play.
It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Arrest in Minnesota shootings.
Law enforcement have apprehended Vance Bolter.
Israel versus Iran.
There's a lot at stake for both sides.
West Virginia floods.
3 to 4 inches of water fell in the area in less than an hour.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, police in Minnesota have captured the suspect they've been hunting for in the targeted shooting of two Democratic lawmakers and their spouses. 57-year-old Vance Belter is charged with killing Minnesota's former House Speaker, Melissa Hortman, and her husband, and wounding the other two in separate attacks. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
The pursuit for the fugitive ended in a field in rural Sibley County near his home, about 45 minutes southwest of the Twin Cities. Police say a car linked to Belter found abandoned in the area, and a tip from a resident prompted SWAT teams to the field. After evading arrest for 43 hours, what they call the largest manhunt in the state's history was finally over.
To arrest him without any use of force, and that he gave up voluntarily without us getting into having to use force. No police officers were injured. I couldn't ask for a better ending to a really difficult, traumatic incident.
Belter is accused of shooting and killing Democratic State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark on Saturday, and seriously injuring State Senator John Hoffman and his wife in what the governor called a politically motivated attack.
This cannot be the norm. It cannot be the way that we deal with our political differences.
Investigators say security video from the Hoffman home shows the suspect wearing a face mask while posing as a police officer that he shot the Democratic lawmaker at around 2 a.m. Saturday. Then at around 3:30 a.m., officers checked on Representative Hortman's home as a precaution. That's when they say they witnessed the suspect shoot and kill Hortman before exchanging fire and escaping on foot. Police say Belter left behind an SUV disguised with police lights and markings.
Overseas, for a fourth straight night, Israel and Iran attacked each other. At least five Israelis were killed, and now Israel says its warplanes can fly freely over Iran. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
A direct hit right in the heart of Tel Aviv. The night sky lit up with explosions as Israel's air defense system intercepted one Iranian missile after another. Not far from Tel Aviv, in the city of Petah Tikva, at least four Israelis were killed, bringing the number of deaths since last week to at least 24. But the toll Israel has inflicted on Iran is far higher. 224 killed, as well as the ongoing assassination of top military commanders and nuclear scientists.
President Trump says he'd like to see Israel and Iran stop the attacks. Correspondent Nancy Cordes says Trump is now at the G7 summit in Canada.
This conflict has suddenly become the most urgent focus of this two-day summit, but there was already a lot on the agenda. They want to talk about the flailing peace talks between Ukraine and Russia and the ongoing uncertainty surrounding President Trump's tariffs, with a lot of the world leaders who are attending this summit still seeking trade deals with the United States.
Now to West Virginia, correspondent Tom Hansen has more on flooding that's blamed for at least five deaths.
The waters rushed through the northern part of the state Saturday night, killing at least five people and destroying homes like that of 71-year-old George McCormick's.
He said it was just a matter of minutes and his house was gone.
We spoke to his stepson, Joseph Moore, who helped McCormick pick through the debris of the house he was born and raised in.
It's indescribable. The only thing left was his foundation.
The same storm system had earlier devastated parts of San Antonio. Officials there have identified 13 people who were swept away by floodwaters last week. Among those is 61-year-old Rudy Garza. He was on the phone with his wife while on his way to work.
He said, "Water's coming in my car." And she said, "Can you reverse?" And he said, "No, you don't understand. It's like an ocean's coming at me." They both said their "I love yous," and she said the call faded away.
It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org.
brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
Los Angeles officials say the curfew that was imposed last week will continue for a couple more days. CBS's Elise Preston says protests have continued over ICE raids to round up undocumented migrants.
Tensions remain high as immigration agents make more arrests in Southern California, raising anxiety and anger.
Dang, you got a lot of cars here.
On Saturday, police used tear gas and rubber bullets to clear a large crowd near the federal building. Mayor Karen Bass says Los Angeles does not need the military.
They don't need to be here. Our local law enforcement have complete control.
The FBI says two detainees who escaped from a federal immigration detention center in Newark, New Jersey last Friday have been recaptured. Two others who got out remain at large. Published reports say a top Syrian general in the Assad regime has told U.S. investigators that missing American Austin Tice is dead. Tice, a journalist, vanished in 2012. The general indicates it was Assad who ordered his execution. His account has not been corroborated. An Italian museum is calling on visitors to respect what's on display after an incident several weeks ago. CBS's Matt Piper.
The Palazzo Maffei in Verona, Italy, released security video footage that shows a man and woman taking pictures of each other while pretending to sit on Nicola Bolla's so-called Van Gogh chair. The art furniture is covered in hundreds of Swarovski crystals made from polished, machine-cut glass and is named in honor of Vincent Van Gogh. At one point, the man slips and falls onto the chair, crushing it. Museum officials say the couple fled before staff members noticed what happened. Two of the chair's legs were broken, but the museum was able to restore them. The chair is now back on display.
On a bad weather day at Oakmont in Pennsylvania, a 34-year-old Californian won golf's U.S. Open on NBC.
And one of the most unlikely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history, J.J. Spahn closes the deal.
Spahn needed two late birdies to seize the victory and was the only golfer to finish under par. Baseball's L.A. Dodgers say Shohei Ohtani will be the starting pitcher tonight against San Diego 21 months after the two-way sensation had elbow surgery. The plan is for him to pitch one inning. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
How can you free your team from time-consuming office tasks? Amazon Business. Smart business buying tools enable buyers to find and purchase items fast so they can focus on strategy and growth. Free up your team and focus on your future. Learn more at AmazonBusiness.com.
Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A new report gives us an... I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now. It's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, you're looking at a slight chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms under cloudy skies. High near 89 degrees, southwest winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 70 degrees, southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early morning that will continue into the afternoon under partly sunny skies, high near 86. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Still dodging some rain showers out here in the Nashville area, so be careful. They're still trying to clean up this truck crash. It happened overnight around 3 o'clock this morning. A lot of rubbernecking associated with this crash out here in Antioch on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Again, it's not backed up real bad, but it is snagging that traffic that's trying to get up through there from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County through Antioch right now on 24 westbound at Hickory Hollow Parkway. Again, on this truck crash, it's got traffic really slow. If you recently suffered hail or storm damage to your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Go online, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys on this special edition of The Wake Up Crew.
It's 11 minutes after 7 and soon to be 12 after 7. Welcome back in to hour number 2 of the Wake Up Crew. And we are doing a little talk this morning about Brian Wilson. We thought, you know, instead of just bring it up in one segment last week, that we'd spend more time kind of talking about it here early in the week and kick off the week this way. It's June 16th. It's episode 1679 of the Wake Up Crew. 18 days until the 4th of July. And a reminder that Thursday is Juneteenth, and that is a federal holiday. And that means federal offices, city offices closed, county offices, that kind of thing. And banks and all that, too. So keep that in mind. And we'll do our song of the day here a little bit later, since we're talking about Brian Wilson. We're still on the actors who had one-hit wonders, but John, the Beach Boys definitely were not one-hit wonders, for sure.
No, their longevity is pretty amazing. In fact, you go back, they were popular in the 60s, the 70s, 80s, some of the 90s, and I mean, they're kind of like the Bee Gees. They've just kind of, you know, been through 60s through the 2000s anyway, and had not necessarily hits in all the decades, but they've remained relevant, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Collaboration there on that song?
Yeah, I think that was from their Pet Sounds, maybe, which is considered one of the greatest albums ever written. Paul McCartney, Sir Paul, says that's the greatest song ever written right there.
Mm.
That's pretty high praise.
That is.
From the greatest songwriter ever.
I think one of the things about the Beach Boys is none of their music sounds like the era it came out.
No.
You know what it's not that. I think that's part of the reason they've had such long-term success is like the Beatles were able to change with the generations. They were able to make 60s music, 70s music, 80s music. But the Beach Boys just had their own sound throughout their whole career. There was no need for them to really change it up. And I really think that's a huge part of their success.
And I think that's why, too, Dalton, they've never been very successful solo. You know, Carl Wilson went out solo. Brian went solo. Al Jardine did. Mike Love has. And none of them have ever even come close to the success they have as they are together. I mean, it's just... And I always compare them to the Bee Gees because the Bee Gees have that same sound. Now, I know they were big in disco age and, you know, Saturday Night Fever and all that, but they had a unique sound that only the Bee Gees had, and that's why I think they've endured all these years. But now that it's just Barry left, he's got his son and his daughter involved in the group, but they're never going to get that total sound that they had when he had. There's something about brothers that – when you get that kind of sound. And that's what same way with Brian and Dennis and Carl. And then Mike Love has a very unique voice, if you've ever heard him sing. It's very unique, but kind of that surfing sound. I don't know how to explain it, but it just kind of coincided with the beach. I mean, it just, when they sing surfing, and they're like, you know, that's just the California sound is what it is. So, but Carl sings that song before he died, but Brian sang it toward the end of his life, too.
Now that Brian Wilson and Jimmy Buffett have passed, that's kind of putting an end to that beach sounding music, right?
A little bit. Jan and Dean are gone. Jan and Dean had a beach sound too. Dean is still alive, but Jan died. Dean is like 80 something. So all these guys, you know, you got to admit they're all, I mean, Paul McCartney's 82. I mean, everybody's getting old. That genre of music and the 60s bands are pretty much gone as we know it. Like I was watching a documentary on Peter, Paul, and Mary. They were a big folk singing group in the 60s, and they're all but one of them have gone, and all the Wilson brothers are gone, or the Beach Boys. Mike Love and Al Jardine are the only two that are the original members left of the Beach Boys. So
you know, now when I think of beach music, this is going to sound weird, but it might make sense when I say it out loud. When I think of like beachy type music, kind of summery, I always think of country music. Like modern country music sounds beachy to me.
Maybe so.
Does that make any sense?
Well, like, I've never really put it together like that, but yeah, I could see it.
Kind of like summery and sunny and like that kind of sound, instead of being like beach music like it was. Now I kind of get that, not pop, but like country pop. That kind of genre feels.
Yeah,
I
agree with that a little bit. The funny thing about Jan and Dean, they were another surfing group. Well, they had a big hit called Surf City. Well, guess who wrote that?
Brian Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'll go back to the Bee Gees a minute. I don't know why I'm on them. I just saw a documentary on them too. But Barry Gibb and Robin and Morris Gibb wrote a ton of songs. I mean, for other artists, Barbra Streisand. I mean, Islands in the Stream was written by Barry Gibb. And people think, well, that's a country song. That couldn't be written by Barry Gibb, but it was written by the Gibb brothers. And they made their living after the disco age went nuts. And, you know, they decided they were burning Bee Gees records. So they just went into the songwriting business and stayed that way for another 20 years. So.
They were burning Bee Gees records?
Yeah, yeah. Disco was dead. Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Very interesting.
And then we went to the 90s. Oh, no, the 80s. That's I always think of the 80s as synthesized music for some reason. I don't know. It's when they quit using bands and they just used computers. You know, that was the beginning of that a little bit.
Or if you had a Casio keyboard.
I will let you know, though, that Debbie Gibson is on fire right now.
Oh, I know.
She's picking up more fans now. She's come making a comeback.
Can't wait. You want to go to the concert?
No.
Sports news here for you right now, and then more of Brian Wilson talk.
This is News Radio WGNS Primetime Sports,
sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
J.J. Spawn won the U.S. Open at 1 under par, the only golfer to finish this tournament under par. He made his final putt from 64 feet away in the rain at Oakmont, Pennsylvania. The Memphis Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane to Orlando. In the WNBA, Chicago, which was 2-7, won at Connecticut 78-66. Angel Reese a triple-double despite 2-of-7 shooting from the floor. Kyle Kirkwood took the IndyCar event at St. Louis. NASCAR's race in Mexico went to Shane Van Gisbergen. U.S. men's soccer beat Trinidad 5-0 in its Gold Cup opener. To Major League Baseball, the Dodgers were 5-4 winners against the rival Giants and now lead San Francisco by 2 games in the NL West standings. But the Giants did acquire DH Rafael Devers from Boston for 4 players. The Padres are 3 back in the division after an 8-2 win at Arizona, and Boston won its 5th straight 2-0 over the Yankees.
Hey, did you see that crowd last week?
Well, it's the 50th season. What'd you expect? Fireworks?
Nah, just sweet corn and smiles.
This year marks 50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
What I like to think about Adams Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Luverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
When it comes to your home, memories and sentimental value are priceless. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. That's Farrah Construction. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us this morning. This is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Wanted to remind you about that, and that's what we're focusing on all of this month. People forget things, and then they panic. Are we focused on gloom and doom?
Well, I think if you have cared for someone or had a family member that had Alzheimer's or dementia, it's very much on your mind. It's a very, very sad thing to watch someone to progress in one of those diseases. And we'll talk about those particular things like next week. But this week, I just really wanted to focus on memory in general, meaning that outside of one of those types of diagnosis, right, where memory might be a symptom of aging, right, or it might be a symptom of, like I mentioned last week with the brain fog, poor sleep, adrenal fatigue, low thyroid, hormone imbalances and dysfunction, like poor memory could be a symptom of all of these different things, right? And that basically is just like, it could be short-term memory that's affected. It could be long-term memory that's affected. Most of the time when you're younger and you don't have a diagnosis, it's usually more short-term, right? You forget appointments and that type of thing. You forget people's names. And part of that is our society, right? We have a much lower attention span. We don't pay as attention, give everybody our full attention as much as we used to. We're a lot more distracted. And we've sort of shown, there's a lot of books out there that have kind of shown what watching lots of TV does for us, what being on our phones and social media does for our brains. And it's not been particularly positive. And so part of helping our memory might be taking a step back and doing things we used to do more often, which is getting outdoors, making sure that we're exercising properly, spending less time on devices, reading more, and perhaps even reading physical books as opposed to some of the devices and things like that, right? All of those things can be helpful. Supplementarily, there's a lot of things that can be done. One of the most common questions that I get oftentimes is, what do I think about mushroom coffees? And the reason people...
Mushroom what?
Mushroom coffee.
That's what I thought you said.
And the reason that they're very popular is because they often present themselves as helping with memory. And that's because it's not because of the coffee so much, it's because of what they add to the coffee, right? And so there's a lot of different brands out there. Some are coffee alternatives, meaning that it's not really coffee, but they use some type of a bark or tree or plant to mimic the flavor of coffee, and then they'll add mushrooms to it. Some are actual coffee that they've added mushrooms to, right? So there's both available. We carry both types at our store as well too. So we have some like by Ticino, which is a brand of coffee alternatives. They use chicory and barley and different things like that to mimic a coffee flavor. And then we have a version that has chaga, which is a mushroom that's good for a lot of different things. And with reishi, has a lot of different things. We have another one that this is actual coffee, and they add lion's mane to it. And the reason that that's the case is because lion's mane is so good for brain health. And it's a very, very popular mushroom right now, to the fact that we have it in liquid, tea, gummies, powder, capsules, and coffee, right? Like every single modality that you could have it, we have it. But it's such a really great mushroom, specifically for brain health, meaning that it can help with memory, depression, but also help making new nerve cells. So even people that have issues with neuropathy or that type of a problem, lion's mane can be very helpful for. So it's one of the top things right now that's recommended for memory. For memory specifically, we have formulas that contain lion's mane with other herbs that help with memory. So I mentioned bacopa last week as something that I've used to help with brain fog or help with memory recall. So we have several formulas that have lion's mane and bacopa in it. They might also add ginkgo, which is something that we're all familiar with. It helps to increase the circulation to our brain, which is very important to help make sure that nutrients get to our brain so it can properly work. And so those combinations are really great for memory in general if it's something that you feel like you're struggling with. Like I have the number of people that come into the store and be like, I don't remember what I'm supposed to get, right? Maybe I need something for memory, right? Oftentimes it's said it as a joke, but there might be something real behind that.
How quickly do you notice an improvement? I mean, we're all worried about this happening to us.
Yeah, long-term memory help is going to take some time to really accomplish, right? You're not going to take, I don't think any memory supplement on the market is like you woke up the next day and wow, the memory recall was 100% better. Like most things, you're probably going to notice a difference somewhere in the 30 to 60 day range, right? Because it's going to take some time because we're talking about making new cells. We're talking about increasing circulation to different parts of the body. We're talking about lessening the stress response, like all of these different things that are kind of involved in helping to improve your memory, right? And so the mushroom coffees is just a way to sort of add lion's mane to your diet, right? And so for some people, like we mentioned a couple weeks ago, for some people, that little bit of caffeine might help them. Too much might be a problem, right? But it's about getting it in some kind of a form. And so that's really sort of what you're looking at. You're looking for something that you're probably going to be supplementing for long term.
Now, where is Sunshine Nutrition Center located?
So we have two locations here in Murfreesboro. It is 621 South Church Street, and then in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
And some of the items we've talked about today are supplements, and tomorrow's a big day for that.
That's right. On some of those memory supplements and some of the lion's mane products, they are 25% off on Tuesdays.
So come save with Kim Dunaway at Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, thanks for joining us.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I lived in Riverbend and had a really large garden that was having trouble. So I was thinking about downsizing, but not necessarily moving to independent living until I came to the Villages. And I think it would be for a lot of other people if they consider that.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the Avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 our time, Wake Up Crew, Monday morning, June the 16th.
And yesterday we had the birthdays of Dr. Bob Dre, Jordan Lupus McNeil, Judy Heim, and Ellen McClintock. Today, Danny Brewer, Susan Couch, Jeffrey Johnson, and Sam Curry have birthdays, and it's a very limited list, so we have room for more.
Yes, we need to get some more in there, so go ahead and call or text us, 615-893-1450, or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get those in so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. Seriously injured? Call the law offices of John Day.
Okay, so a check of traffic first up. Then we're going to check our check of weather first up. Then traffic and local news straight ahead, 7:31.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at a slight chance of rain, showers, and thunderstorms under cloudy skies. High near 89 degrees, southwest winds around 5 to 10. Into tonight, showers and thunderstorms look likely before midnight. Under cloudy skies, low around 70 degrees, southwest winds will stay around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms into the early morning that will continue into the afternoon under partly sunny skies, high near 86. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 71 degrees.
Good morning. Loading up a little bit more here in the last few minutes on 24 and trying to get out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County now. It's been slow in Antioch as they clean up this truck crash that happened earlier this morning around the 3 o'clock hour on 24 westbound Hickory Hollow Parkway. Again, that is slowing down that traffic just a bit. Going through that section of Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro. Heavy 65 north trying to get up through Spring Hill. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A significant change is coming to high school sports statewide, and it's one that will impact students in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and all across Rutherford County. Beginning with the 2025-2026 school year, the TSSAA will allow students to transfer schools for academic, emotional, environmental, or mental health reasons, so long as the sending school does not report an athletic or disciplinary issue within 7 days. This measure is designed to support student well-being while preserving competitive integrity. In related developments, the TSSAA Board of Control and Legislative Council meeting jointly in Mount Juliet voted to elevate girls' flag football to full championship status beginning in spring of 2025. Additional announcements included the appointment of E.J. Wood, Green Hill High School's athletic director, as assistant executive director of TSSAA, replacing longtime official Gene Menez. The board approved over $40,000 in funding for award-winning athletic programs. With policy changes aiming to support youth athletics, the Kids Count Data book by the Annie E. Casey Foundation reveals that Tennessee still ranks 37th in the overall child well-being. Tennessee showed modest gains in economic and community indicators, but continues to struggle with child health, ranking 41st. Mental health remains a pressing concern, though new legislation is improving interagency coordination. Grace Bowen of the Sycamore Institute and Leslie Bowyer of the Casey Foundation emphasized the importance of focusing on racial disparities and the potential impact of federal safety net program decisions on state-level outcomes for children in Rutherford County and beyond. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted partner for high-quality printing with fast turnaround and unbeatable service.
We love to do stuff for the community, for churches, for schools, for nonprofits. We love to get involved with them and partner with them every time we can.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
People know my name, they have my cell phone number, and they can be confident that we'll make sure it gets done right.
Visit PrintworksTN.com. Franklin's Printworks, print local, print with confidence.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Father's Day is almost here. Here at Bell Jewelers, we have a great selection of watches such as Longines, Seiko, and pre-owned Rolexes. Longines has many great watches, but my favorite are the Hydro Conquest GMT, Spirit Zulu Time, and the Legend Diver. We have those watches here at Bell Jewelers for you to come take a look at. Longines has more than 190 years of history and pioneering spirit. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys on this special edition of The Wake Up Crew.
Beach Boys, that's right. And you know, we like to play a little game here and there on the Mondays like today. So how about Beach Boys trivia?
Well, I don't know whether we're going to be that good at that, but...
Well, we're going to find out.
And you know the worst part, John? It feels disrespectful to be bad at it.
I know. It really is going to be.
Well, this is multiple choice, so you have a 1 in 4 chance, even if you don't know the answer. First question is, what year did the Beach Boys form? 55, 61, 60, or 1970?
I'm going to guess 55. I'm going to guess they had a few years of not...
Like when they were 12?
Being successful, you know, before they were.
Well, my thing would be, like, if you look at two of the four answers are 1 year apart and they're in the 60s. So I think it's one of those two.
Well, I'll say 60. You say 61.
Okay. Let's see. 1961.
You were right. Your theory was correct.
What was their first album? Was it Surfin' Safari, Surfer Boy, Surfer Girl, or Surfin' USA?
Whew.
I don't remember a Surfer Boy.
No, I don't remember. There's a song called Little Surfer, Surfer Girl. Surfin' Safari? What do y'all think?
I think Surfin' Safari, but I don't know if it's just because that's the first one or not.
That could be the second one, too. Could be their second album.
Surfin' Safari is correct.
Oh.
We got it. Good job, John. We know so much. We're so smart.
Who was the creative force behind the Beach Boys? Was it Mike Love, Al Jardine, Brian Wilson, or Carl Wilson?
It was Brian Wilson. That I know for sure.
Yep. Without hesitation.
Although Mike Love wrote a lot of the lyrics.
Finish the line. You gotta help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of blank.
You gotta help me, Rhonda.
Is
help
it
me
my
get
house,
her out of my heart.
My mind, my heart, or my mall?
Get her out of my mall. Get her out of my heart.
Heart? Get her out of my heart. Is that the correct answer? It is.
Kind of overemphasized that there, didn't you? Heart.
Have you noticed it yet?
Well, yeah. I didn't know the answer. Which song is not on Pet Sounds?
Oh, I don't remember what's on Pet Sounds. Okay.
Sloop John B. Wouldn't It Be Nice? God Only Knows, or Good Vibrations? The song not on Pet Sounds.
Ooh.
So three of the four are.
Okay. Good Vibrations, I think, is. Sloop John B, I think, is. What are the other two?
Wouldn't It Be Nice? God Only Knows.
Man,
Wouldn't It Be Nice and Good Vibrations are both such big hits. I'd be surprised if they were on the same album.
Let's go with Wouldn't It Be Nice.
Good Vibrations.
Oh.
Good Theory, just the opposite.
Oh, okay.
Which Beach Boys song was covered by the Muppets? Kokomo, Surfin' USA, I Get Around, or God Only Knows?
Yeah, Brian, he knows this one.
I know that there is a Muppets cover of Kokomo, so.
And that's correct.
Yeah, good job, Brian. Dalton, why don't you come in there?
I may not be the most knowledgeable on the Beach Boys, but I am the most knowledgeable on the Muppets.
Which Beach Boys album is considered one of the best rock albums of all time? Surfin' USA, Smiley Smile, Pet Sounds, or All Summer Long?
All Summer Long, I have that album. That is supposedly their worst album ever. But I do have that album. It's pretty good, I think. I'm going to go with Pet Sounds.
That is correct. Which album had I Get Around on it? Pet Sounds, All Summer Long, Smiley Smile, or Surfin' USA?
Surfin' USA.
It was All Summer Long.
I Get Around?
May have to fact check that one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that.
Well, and that's going to be a little Beach Boys trivia here this morning.
Hi, I'm Tina Busey. I'm director here at the Habitat Restore.
My name is Rocky. I'm the assistant manager here at the Restore.
We have sofas, china hutches, area rugs, kitchen cabinets, bathroom cabinets, all kinds of doors, interior doors, all kinds of windows, sliders.
We also have brand new paint.
Anything like that you're doing for your projects, please come on by.
Oh, 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 shopping at the Restore, yeah.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
The Women's Club of Murfreesboro does so much to preserve the history of this community. A special thank you to Sandra Hawkins, who volunteers much of her time documenting local history. She also serves on the board, is a past president, and is always helping with different committees. Thank you, Sandra Hawkins. And right now, the Women's Club of Murfreesboro is preserving their historic downtown home.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Remembering Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys on this special edition of The Wake Up Crew.
Yeah, indeed, 7:42. We did spend a lot of time talking about Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys in general this morning. So I hope you enjoyed a little something different.
Let me quickly correct myself on the trivia. I was wrong. That was not... I Get Around was on the All Summer Long. I was thinking of the song, the album Endless Summer, which is the worst, they say the worst Beach Boy album.
It and you do have Endless it Summer. And you do like it.
And I do have it and I do like it, but they didn't. Critics didn't.
But who is they, you know?
There are a couple of good songs on there. It's not a great album, but it's okay.
Not every song was a big one, I guess.
Not any of them were really, but you know, hey.
So we recognize a good neighbor of the day every weekday, and Daphne David happens to be the good neighbor today as the community welcomes her as the new president and CEO of Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Daphne David receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers, coffee and gifts, along with 101.9 100.5 WGNS. Now text neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day. Or go on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are two of the very, very, very easy ways to get in a good neighbor announcement to us here at WGNS.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
So this is John, who's filling in for Daryl, or not filling in, but presenting Daryl Rigsby's jokes that he sent in.
Yeah, I guess you want to hear it, right?
It was a wife joke, I remember.
He writes so little. He writes really small. Okay, here we go. I told my wife she should embrace her mistakes. She'd embrace her mistakes.
Yeah.
She gave me a hug.
Replay.
That came out with a 4 and a 5. So he has not gotten anything lower than a 4. He's got one more day.
In his career, I don't think.
I've got one more day to prove that he's human.
It was really a 5, Daryl, at least.
See, when you got bias in the judging, that's what happens.
Because your jokes are amazing.
I'm not going to say anything. I don't want it recorded.
So what have we learned today?
Yes.
Well, we talked about the Beach Boys all day long.
Brian Wilson.
So, learned some little facts, and some facts we knew, some facts we didn't know. We've actually
now
found out something.
Now you know that the Muppets have a cover of Kokomo.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that,
too. I think we should go out with that.
Well, answer me this. I got two more trivia questions here, I think.
Okay, Batman. Answer. Riddle me this, Batman.
Which album has Gettin' Hungry on it? Mm. All Summer Long, Surfin' USA, Smiley Smile, or Pet Sounds? Do you have any idea?
Nope.
Not a clue.
No clue? Well, let's see. It is Smiley Smile. Which album is not by the Beach Boys? Back in Black, Sunflower, Pet Sounds, or Surf's Up? Surf's Up, Pet Sounds, Sunflower, or Back in Black?
I don't know.
I'm going to guess Sunflower just to be different.
Okay.
Back in Black, maybe?
Back in Black.
Yeah.
That was the right answer. So, of the 10 questions, looks like we got like 8, 7, 7 of the 10.
7.
That's not bad.
Not bad. In fact, they were singing before Dalton was even born.